I'm Trace Yellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Restore public safety, return affordability, reboot education. Those are the Senate Republican priorities for Washington. Senate Republican Leader John Braun joins me now. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about public safety this summer. What are some of the challenges Washington is facing right now in regards to public safety?
Well, we continue to see public safety being a problem across our state, whether it's a property crime from auto theft to regular burglary or to violent crime, which for the, I think, the third year in a row, we're about to set a record in the number of homicides in our state. It's a problem at every level across our state. And it's one that I feel we still haven't done enough to help solve at the state legislature. We made small progress on the pursuit issue during the legislature. We expanded the things that law enforcement can pursue, folks suspected of criminal activity, but not nearly enough to curb the increase in crime. The other thing we saw is finally, after 2.5 years of fighting with the majority Democrats, we got what I think will ultimately be effective bill to deal with the legalization of drugs, or what was essentially the legalization of drugs, with the Blake decision from the state Supreme Court in 2021. And we just now, we've been out of session now for several months, and just now local law enforcement is able to put those new authorities in place and actually arrest folks for illegal usage of harmful drugs. And by doing so, help take some of the connected crime off the streets of the state of Washington.
You mentioned police pursuits. I want to get back to that for just a moment, because one of my questions for you, when you're in the minority, and for people who don't know, Senate Republicans are in the minority in the Washington State Senate, a lot of times you end up complaining about problems, but we do come up with solutions too. And you mentioned the drug law. That was bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats working together. Police pursuits, though, you feel like there's more that can be done. Is that something that you see Republicans working on in the future in the legislature?
Absolutely. I mean, we are, we and the public in general are very unhappy with the state of public safety. And in our state, one of the key issues is this restriction on the law enforcement's ability to pursue criminals or suspected criminals put in place by the Democratic majority in 2021. It's been a key cause of the spike in crime across our state. We fought that law when they put it in place in 2021. We haven't just been against the law, we proposed solutions to make it better, to fix it, to roll back parts of it at virtually at every point during the legislative process over the last 2.5 years. We did make a little bit of progress. But what we made progress on is allowing pursuit on violent crimes, on assault, on things that we certainly should be able to pursue for. But that's not the root of the problem. It's auto theft. It's theft from retail stores. That's what's driving this. That's the foundation of this explosion in crime across our state. And the law still doesn't allow law enforcement to do that. I want to be clear, we're not saying that police should pursue in every case, no matter what. What we're saying is they are well-trained. They know when, how to make a good decision that a pursuit is in the best public interest, that it's not going to harm innocent bystanders, and it's going to stop the crime in progress. We trust law enforcement to make that correct decision. The law doesn't allow them to make it in all cases. Now, we need to get the law back to where they can pursue based on reasonable suspicion, just like the other 49 states in the country. We are the outlier in that we're the only state that requires probable cause in some cases for pursuit. So law enforcement can make good decisions, help keep our communities safer and our families safer.
We talked just a moment ago about the new law that just now going into effect to address the situation with hard drugs in our state. Is there more that could be done in that area as well?
I don't think we're done there. I think it's going to take years to recover from the damage done by the Blake decision from the state Supreme Court that essentially legalized hard drugs, and the follow-on bill passed by the majority that really doubled down on that. We went for almost 2.5 years where hard drugs were legal in our state. And what we've seen is, you know, the highest rate of increase in overdoses in the country, hundreds of people dying across our, unnecessarily dying across our state. But we made progress. I think we should take credit for progress. And I think Republicans deserve credit for progress. I want to be clear on this. The party platform for the Democratic majority is to legalize these hard drugs. We were not only able to from a minority, pass a bill that pushed back on that effort. We were able to bring some of the moderate D's along with us in passing that bill. I think that Republicans should take great pride in making the case, making the argument that bill put in place by the Democratic majority was doing harm, and get them to change their mind. It's not just about, you know, when people talk about bipartisan and working together, it's not just about, you know, Republicans going to their position. It's also about convincing them that we got it right, that we had the right policy. In this case, their written policy, their written platform is to decriminalize. And we helped them understand that their policy position was doing great harm to our state and reverse it.
Another area where Republicans have been very active is trying to recruit more law enforcement officers. I mean, per capita, Washington has the fewest number of law enforcement officers. How big of an issue is that? Is there hope that the legislature can make headway on this shortage of law enforcement officers here in the next session?
This is an area where I believe Republicans have made good progress, good suggestions in helping. We were the lowest law enforcement per capita before the pandemic. The pandemic saw a rash of retirements and law enforcement officers leaving the state for other jobs and other parts of the country. So we have a long road to climb back. Roughly speaking, we're about $1 billion just to get back to having the average number of law enforcement per capita in the country. So we have a long road back. But one of the things we proposed, this proposal is from Senator Jeff Holy over in Spokane, was to give local governments a credit against the state sales tax to help hire more law enforcement officers. So in some cases, there's already funding where they're refilling open positions. But once they refill those positions, providing local governments, local municipalities, additional funding to continue to add to the law enforcement. One of the best things we can do, perhaps the best thing we can do to curb this spike in crime across our state is to increase the number of law enforcement officials across the board, whether it's police officers or deputy sheriffs. We need more better trained officers across the state. Republicans are committed to doing that.
Talking with Senate Republican Leader John Braun on the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast, the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Return affordability, also a Republican priority for Washington. When it comes to affordability, Washington gas prices have certainly been in the news a lot this summer. They've been the highest in the nation at times this summer due to the Democrats' new cap and trade program. Can anything be done to bring fuel costs down?
Well, I think people have to understand there's a myth out there that somehow this increase in fuel prices is driving money towards the petroleum companies. That's not true. You know where it's really driving money is to the state. Right now, it looks like we'll take in on the order of $4 billion extra tax dollars from people just to buy gas so they can get to work. We should be taking that money. First, my first choice, of course, would be to undo the bill. That's not likely to happen. There's just not the political will to do that. But we could certainly take that money and reduce the cost of either gas by reducing, you know, backfilling the gas tax, or by reducing other taxes that make it less expensive in other areas of our state. Whatever we do, and there are lots of options, we shouldn't be taking that money in growing state government. We should take that money and return it in one form or another to the people of the state of Washington.
The new long-term care payroll tax also went into effect this summer, taking money out of people's paychecks. How are Senate Republicans addressing that issue?
Yeah, this is a fight we've been in the middle of for, 4 years now, since they first put it in place. We told them it was a bad idea at the beginning. And I want to be clear, addressing long-term care and the cost of long-term care is a real problem and one we should focus on. It's just the proposal put in place by the majority Democrats doesn't work and doesn't really solve the problem. It doesn't deliver true funding for long-term care, and it adds one more cost to the to everyone in the form of a payroll tax. It comes out of your paycheck every week or every other week, depending on your pay cycle. It's just wrong. We need to back up, undo the program, and start over in a way that will work for people across the state of Washington.
You suggested, and other Senate Republicans have suggested, making it optional.
That's right. I've made that suggestion. Others have also made that suggestion. And I think it makes sense. Look, if this is such a good idea, if the proponents of this idea really believe this is a good idea, they should go convince people, get them to choose this option. The reality is it's not a good idea, that it doesn't pencil out. It doesn't help people in the way they are suggesting it helps people. In fact, if you look at the actual, you know, the financial analysis of the bill, it even says right in that analysis, less than 50% of the people will get any funding whatsoever from this program. Those that do get funding are significantly limited, well below the actual cost of long-term care. So let's back up. Let's stop taxing people unnecessarily for a benefit they'll likely never get to use, and try and solve this in a way that is real, that people will embrace, that people will understand. That's the right way to govern.
Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader with me on The Elephant in the Dome. Reboot education. Not as much talk about education. And it's a shame because it affects so many people, both children and parents. Do you think education is getting the attention it deserves? And what are you focused on when it comes to schools?
I would say emphatically, it's not getting the attention it deserves. It's not that it's not important. It's not that most people don't prioritize it high in their lives. It's just life is so crazy now. We've talked about, you know, rampant crime in our state. We've talked about the difficulty of just affording to live here. There's just not enough time in the day to focus on what I think may be the most important issue, and that's the education of our children. And in this area, I tell you, we're falling short in a couple ways. We have still not adequately addressed the learning loss from the pandemic. Our kids are still well behind. The test scores show that, that, you know, a state that, you know, 10 years ago, we were a top 10 state in the country in terms of public education. Now we are middle of the pack, and frankly, we're falling. We're getting further. We're falling further behind. We need to do more to help our children get more on, you know, get back on track. And one of the best things we can do is help put in place a school system, a public education system that more actively involves parents, that gets them involved and doesn't do, you know, there's this continual effort by the Democratic majority to push parents away, to not involve them in their children's education. And it's absolutely wrong. It's wrong for parents. It's wrong for kids. It's wrong for Washington. We need to be doing more to get parents involved in their kids' education, allow them access, allow them to help voice their concerns and their input on the curriculum, make sure we're all working to the same end, which is to get our children the best education we can.
So do you think we'll see bills that require districts to involve parents more in their kids' education?
I absolutely think that you're going to see that in the coming session. You've seen that in the last two sessions where we pushed for more options for parents, more options for students, and more involvement from parents in their education. And we have had a bill, Senator Perry Dozier had a bill the last two sessions, actually, a parental bill of rights that said these are the things that parents have a right to be involved in during their child's education. I think you can see more of that type of thing as we work to get our kids back on track and get them the education they deserve and that they need to be successful in the future.
I mentioned earlier, sometimes when you're in the minority, you end up talking a lot about what's wrong. But, you know, we've talked about a lot of solutions here today as well. Are you optimistic that the state can, if it's not on the right track now, can get back onto the right track?
100%. You know, you can't be in this business without being an optimist, and I am an optimist. Ultimately, I believe in the people of the state of Washington. I believe that we will do the right thing to make our community safe, to keep our family safe. I believe that we will work to make Washington affordable and people can be successful. And I believe that we'll work towards an education system, whatever that looks like, that gets our kids the skills they're going to need to be successful in the future. We're going to get there. Now, I'm not naive. I don't think we're going to get there in one fell swoop. We're going to have to keep fighting for it. We're going to have to keep making our case. And we will not give up until we get there, but we're going to get there.
That's Senate Republican Leader John Braun, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.